Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to 15 minutes of Heat. So we have talked about Heat beating the Knicks all day today. Jimmy Butler did his thing. Mm-hmm. He showed out. And Dwayne Wade was in attendance. We talked about that. So here's Jimmy Butler post-game. It starts with Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. And then you got to listen because at the end, it's about 3 minutes long or so. At the end, he's talking about Dwayne Wade being there and what that means.
Obviously, this game meant more than one just because of where the playoff race is. And just as always, sort of been scrappy, you guys and the Knicks, especially what happened last time they were here. How much more did this sort of feel play like a playoff race? And what was the intensity like out there? Clearly, we saw moments with you and Julius talking. Obviously, you and Tibbs have a history. What was the emotion of the night like?
I mean, everybody's trying to win at this point in the season. Everybody's trying to move up. Every game matters as it has all year long. But right now for us, more than anything, we kind of have to win to be where we want to be. But I like it like that, you know. Playoff game, every possession matters. Got to get back, take care of the basketball, all of that good stuff. We did that tonight on our home floor, and we're expected to do it home or away, though.
Jimmy, since the All-Star break, or the last few weeks at least, you've been more aggressive from the start of games. Is that something teammates and coaches have gone on you, or is that something you've kind of taken upon yourself to start stronger?
I mean, honestly, it's really winning time right now. And I know that I can get my guys involved still. Maybe I just got to, you know, attack earlier and make them guard me so they get open shots. That's kind of like the mentality right now. But I'm always playing to win. It's not about how many points I score. It's not about how many rebounds or assists I got. I just pride myself on playing basketball the right way, guarding, making sure that everybody's comfortable out there. And it just looks like I'm aggressive from jump, which I might be, but all of it goes to waste if we don't win. So tonight, it was a good thing.
Excuse me, Jimmy. How was Miami able to stop New York on the offensive glass after the first quarter? In that period, you guys allowed 5, but only 4 more the rest of the game.
It's a will to want to do it. You know, boxing out, hitting somebody first, and then going up and getting the ball with 2 hands. I think that's the most important thing. And then being aware, because they got some guys that are really, really, really good defenders that are always getting their hand in there and knocking the ball loose. I think once we realize that, settle down, put our hands on a ball, kick it ahead, get into the open floor, I think we was all right.
Kyle's played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. He's been your sort of fourth quarter quarterback. What's it like to have him back, that he can play that long of a stretch, and to have his calming presence on the floor when the game means the most?
I mean, that's who Lo is, who he's always been. And it doesn't matter what role you ask him to play, whether it's starting and coming off the bench. He's going to play to win. He's going to play the right way. He's going to try to get everybody to basketball. He's going to be communicating at an extremely high level. And it's great that he's back and he's our quarterback, because he's going to make sure that we win games down the stretch. He's going to take and make big shots. He's going to get the ball to who needs to have the ball. And he is also a huge reason in why we won this game.
How much fun did you have doing this with Dwayne sitting courtside? I saw you kind of exchanging some words after.
There was a lot of people in here that I got a lot of love for. That guy being, you know, one of the biggest ones. So much respect for what he's done in his career, obviously, what he's done for here. But he's constantly in my ear. and half the time it's not even about basketball. It's about family. We both got daughters. And we're just fortunate. I always want to make him proud. So, you know, I love him to death, and I'm glad he can see us get a dub.
This might be a chicken or the egg kind of thing, but is the shot making since the All-Star break from the rest of your teammates, is that making your life easier as far as you being aggressive?
I don't really know what the chicken before the egg means, but yeah, when they making shots, my job is extremely easy. I probably shot a couple bad ones tonight, but other than that, I get in there and I get layups. I get free throws. I hit a three or two tonight, but whenever they're making shots, it's like the paint is so wide open, and I'm living in my wheelhouse, as Bo would say. So as long as they're making shots, I get the easy job.
There you go. Jimmy Butler, hey. That video and audio courtesy of Bally Sports Sun. Thank you. Jimmy Butler postgame. I mean, he's just fun. I love rooting for him because he's like just genuine about everything, you know? Even when he's just talking about D Wade. He's just like, yeah, that's my guy. I love him. Like, I don't know. I just love Jimmy Butler. Love Jimmy Butler. Wish he would have hit the over and rebounds last night. A whole nother story.
And he was a perfect guy to follow up the legend of Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That's what I thought about.
Last night watching the post game and all, I thought about that too. Like, anybody that comes here as a superstar now is going to fail. But Jimmy's work ethic, the way he is, the little nasty edge he has, like, he fit right in. He is. And I'll say, I've been saying he's not a one and all this stuff. But the culture of the Heat, Jimmy encapsulates that with his heart. He was born to play for the Heat.
You couldn't chisel a more perfectly constituted Heat DNA guy than Jimmy Butler.
That's why I said, you know, just because they're having kind of an up and down season doesn't mean he's marching into Riley's office demanding a trade. He's going to see it through, gentlemen. He's going to see it through.
Well, I think he wants to win a championship too, though. I mean, that's part of his DNA, so it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we read that Ask Ira column a couple of weeks ago. Wouldn't surprise you if he marched into Pat Riley's office and said, "What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or you got to get me out of here." One of the two.
For both of them. Because I think the team constructed as it is there's no championship in the near future.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Nova Southeastern is not going to tip off till 4:53, according to the CBS Sports Network.
Weather delay.
I would imagine there's a game before it. So okay.
Division II is making us wait for tip off.
Well, when you say making us wait, I'm changing the channel. You know, Canes game. All right, I'm waiting. You know, I'm immediately on The Office. All right, I gave it a shot. I was there at 4:30. That's what they told me. I'm going to The Office.
Hey, I'm a big fan. Up to. Big fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.